In this bulletin, Australia's migrant intake falls to a 10-year low, Queensland police hunting for a man wanted over a stabbing murder, and Serena Williams through to the Wimbledon final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Australia's annual permanent migration intake has fallen by more than 10%, marking the lowest level for more than a decade. Tougher vetting rules from the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton have cut 21,000 from the annual intake, returning it to about 162,000. Mr. Dutton says he and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have overseen the cut after listening to what he terms community concerns. It follows internal debate within the coalition about whether to cut the cap further, led by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who wanted to cut as low as 110,000. Labor MP Anthony Albanese has called the drop a good result. Mr. Dutton says he wants to make sure Australian-born people are being employed before migrants.
Well, it's a good thing to have integrity within the migration program. We want to make sure we employ Australians first, and we accept that where Australians can't fill a job, we accept, of course, that we need to bring people in from overseas.
Labor leader Bill Shorten has accused the Turnbull cabinet of ignoring the real issue of temporary migration and says it's been increasing the number of guest workers when young Australians are having a hard time finding work. Mr. Shorten says it's time someone stood up for the rights of workers.
What I'm calling the government out on today is stop ignoring the creation of an underclass of temporary immigrant in Australia who get ripped off, they get a bad work experience in this country. Australian wages and conditions are depressed when you've got a pool of temporary guest workers from overseas. This government is asleep at the wheel when it comes to fighting for the wages and conditions of ordinary Aussies.
The Small Business Council says Australia's permanent migrant intake should be the highest it's been in 10 years and not the lowest. Its chief executive, Peter Strong, says small businesses are telling him it's getting harder and harder to get staff. And he warns there'll be an impact on the economy if the intake continues to go down. He says there shouldn't be barriers to people wanting to move to Australia permanently.
We understand the general population, there seems to be a group of them now who are a bit afraid of illegal migrants, etc., and we know that. But I don't think there's a need to make it harder for permanent residents to come in. I mean, it's you've got to go through a lot of red tape to come in as a permanent resident, we all know that. So I think they should make sure that there's no barriers there to the real people that we need and to the fair income people that we need, the ones who are bona fide migrants looking to come over and make a new life. We should not make that harder.
And the Australian Industry Group says it's disappointed to see the migrant intake drop significantly. It's calling for the government to get closer to the ceiling intake figure for the 2018-19 year, citing the economic and social benefits for Australia. Queensland police have appealed for public help to find a person of interest in relation to the murder of a man north of Brisbane. Former soldier Nathan Fraser died yesterday morning after being stabbed in the face and chest. Detectives are looking for 39-year-old Lee Hillier in connection with the crime and have warned he could be armed.
Well, he's shown a propensity for violence. He's wanted for questioning for this offence. I would ask that people do not approach him. I ask that they contact 000 if they've got any information on his whereabouts to contact Crime Stoppers.
To tennis, and Serena Williams is through to the final of Wimbledon after beating Julia Gerges 6-2, 6-4. She'll face off against German Angelique Kerber, who came off second best to Williams in the 2016 final. This is Williams' first final since giving birth, and she says she's enjoying every minute.
Had a really tough delivery, and, you know, I had to have multiple surgeries and almost didn't make it, to be honest. So it's definitely not normal for me to be in a Wimbledon final, so I'm taking everything as it is and just enjoying every moment.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers increasing, 18 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 16. Sunny day for Melbourne, a top of 14. Hobart, partly cloudy and 11. Canberra, morning frost, then a mostly sunny day and 12. Wollongong, sunny, 16. Sydney, sunny and 17. Similar in Newcastle, 17 degrees. Brisbane sunny and 21, Cairns mostly sunny 27, and Darwin a sunny day and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.